Matt, we caught him off guard. Go ahead.
What did you think of going to the bad situation?
Yeah, I know. Noisy swung the bat well yesterday. You know, it helps that the 43 mile an hour fastball went out of the yard. That's probably the most difficult at bat of the day. But no, he swung about well yesterday, and again, we're trying to get everybody in this mix, so we have some versatility through that DH spot as well, and you know, I think these first few games we've shown that with our lineup.
Speaking of that, was that kind of a no-brainer for Seth to play center? Were there other options you considered out there for center field tonight?
No, Seth's done center field, you know. Give him Pasha blow off the turf. We've got another five games on the turf, which is a grind, especially when you're not used to the turf and playing every day on it. But, yeah, no, Seth has played center field, and I've got a lot of confidence in him going out there.
What have you thought just the way the bullpen has kind of responded early on? Just I know you said not really any roles that you're still trying to determine that, but is that just the overall the work you've gotten in these first 4 games?
I've been impressed with their preparation. That's a big key word for me, and I think we've touched on it as a club that all we can do is prepare for the day, and they do a great job with that. You know, we're getting our feet on the ground. I think, you know, yesterday's appearance by Zach, second one of the year, you can see him come out, you know, even in his warm-ups, get a little more relaxed. So it's going to take some time, you know, but that's a good sign that they're settling in down there.
What have you seen in the evolution of Paul Blackburn the last couple of years to get him to where he was last night?
Yeah, no, it's been great to watch Paul as a staff member here for the last few years. He's been a guy that's been up and down. He's made spot starts. You know, he's pitched in long relief. You know, yesterday, watching him go out there, he had a presence about him. He threw the ball with conviction, you know, and utilized his changeup more than he normally has in the past, which was great to see.
Mark got passed, in part because of, like, when AJ Puck would pitch, like, his second inning, sometimes velocity would go down, didn't seem to have stamina. It doesn't seem to be an issue. What do you like what you've seen from him so far?
Yeah, you know, AJ through spring training, AJ and I have talked a lot, you know, about how he needs to prepare, how he needs to, you know, build off the successful innings that are in his future, and that maturation process is happening. You know, the expectation level to be prepared, be ready, you know, be physically able to handle multiple innings, not just from AJ's standpoint, but from a lot of these relievers down here. It gives, you know, a lot of flexibility if they can go one plus, and so you know, in AJ's outing yesterday, he maintained his velocity through those 35 pitches. It was good to see.
How important can he be for you moving forward, competitively? Role could he help for your bullpen?
Yeah, again, we're still trying to establish those roles. They're still trying to, you know, earn those roles. You know, stretching AJ out yesterday to 35 pitches, watching him go through two ups was good. It's a good sign. A few strikes. You know, we have a play made for him. He goes out there without giving up a run and two. But overall, it was a successful outing. So we'll keep building on that.
I know you will work your lineup a lot, especially early in the season. But the Kemp Andrews thing at the top is something we saw a lot in spring training, and there was some success there. And now you've shown that a few times now. What does that do for your lineup? You have those two guys 1-2 right now.
Well, obviously, Elvis is, you know, swinging the bat well. He's been getting on base. Tony's an on base guy. You know, it helps set the tone when you got two guys up top that are, you know, getting on base and leading the way. You know, but again, as you started the question out with, you know, it's not set in stone by any measure, and you know, we look for best matchups and ways to set our lineups and get our best matchup, you know, whether it's to start the game with or to, you know, make a move in the fifth, sixth, seventh inning.
So, you talked about being adding some weight this is awesome. So, maybe a little bit more durable. Is there anything else that you guys can improve to the team just in order to
I think the work AJ put in the offseason to you know get a little bit stronger, a little more physical in his lower half. You can see that, and you know I think it's you know from yesterday, if you want to say it's translating to the endurance and to keeping the velocity, you know it showed yesterday.
Thank you.